For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Kennedy High School is located in the town plot section of Waterbury on the city's west end. Christine Leary didn't get to vote at Kennedy because she was at the wrong polling location. But she says otherwise, things seem to be working well.
It was a smooth process. There weren't many lines, so people are moving in and out pretty quickly. Yeah.
This is designated as an off year with no statewide or federal positions up for grabs. But voter Joe Carroza says to him, there's never an off year.
Politicians don't take time off.
As a citizen of Waterbury, Carroza says he wants to participate in how the city is run. He says he votes for the person he trusts the most.
The character of the individual that's running and how he comes across in his campaign as really sincere, a lot of it is personal impression that you get of these guys.
Rachel Perez says that she hits the voting booth with Medicare on her mind.
Yeah, my age, you know, I'm after all that, you know.
She says she'll vote until the day she dies.
If you don't vote, then you don't have any rights. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, they complain, oh, I don't have this on. Well, you don't even vote.
On the south end of downtown, car engines roar as they try to make their way up and down the Waterbury Hills. St. Francis Xavier Church is on the corner of Baldwin Ave and Washington Street. Jack Alsop was working outside, holding up a sign for a candidate. He says so far, he's disappointed with turnout.
I think it's just apathy. Everybody's just sick and tired of politics and figuring that they're not going to gain anything by voting.
Workers at the St. Francis Xavier polling place told me that up to that point in the day, only 37 people had come to vote. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.